Welcome to the Inspiring Honey Show podcast. Whether you've been a longtime listener or this is the first episode you're tuning into, I want you to know that I'm really happy you're here. On the Inspiring Honey Show podcast, my heart is for you to know that I really value you. And I hope that through these conversations, you feel like we're hanging out and you really feel a part of the conversation. Whether it's a solo episode of me just chatting with you or I have a guest on, I hope you know how valued you are and how happy I am to have you a part of it. I want to welcome you to the Inspiring Honey Show podcast because here we are dedicated to inspiring and uplifting women just like you. We are so excited to join on this journey together and dive into talking about the heart of motherhood, navigating the ins and outs of marriage, and just providing some encouragement and inspiration. Our mission is so simple, and it's to foster a community where women like you and I feel inspired and are inspired, creating a tapestry of strength, resilience, and shared wisdom. Get ready to embark on the journey of empowerment as we explore the beauty in every woman's story and live truly inspired. On today's episode, we're talking about what to do when you feel like you don't want to do it. I think this is a topic that we all can relate to and all need to be reminded of and talk through at one time or another. Whether the task at hand you just don't want to do because it just is unappealing or daunting or overwhelming, or maybe you just don't feel like you have any energy left to do what you have to get done. And I think there's so many different seasons of our life where we feel this way about one task or another, and I just want to share with you today some ways and tips and tricks to overcome that and flip your mindset and your perspective into what you have to do to getting to do what you need to with a joyful heart. So I'm going to share with you some things that I do to overcome this because I've been in that place so many times where there's things that I don't want to do, but I have to do them. And one of the things for me is always my dishes. I have young boys. My family is eating all day, every day. So that means that I'm cooking breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks most of the time. I would say like 99% of the time. Most of the things we have are from scratch. So I'm baking and cooking and using a ton of different bowls and my mixer, and like I have one stainless steel pan that I use for almost every single meal. And that means that my dishes pile up super fast. But one of my disliked and least loved chores is doing my dishes. I don't know what it is, but I just do not like doing my dishes. And I have really had to train myself, especially within the last couple months, to start getting in a routine with it, because there's been so many times where I just despise doing the dishes so much and I just don't feel like doing them. So I just put it off from breakfast to lunch to dinner until we get to the end of the day, and my sink is piled high with dishes, and it's disgusting and daunting and overwhelming. And it's so overwhelming that I'm like, you know what? I've had a long day. I don't have the energy. I'm just going to do it tomorrow morning. And I wake up tomorrow morning to a dirty sink with dishes from the night before, and the pan, my one stainless steel pan that I cook everything in, is dirty from dinner. So now, like, it just brings a whole mess into the morning. And I feel like there's so many times when there's things we don't want to do, so we procrastinate and we put it off until tomorrow or till later, and it ends up just being more of a burden to us than it would have been if we would have just figured out how to change our perspective and do these little tips and tricks to overcome it in the moment and set ourselves up for success. So I have a very practical list in my head that I go through when I go about my day and doing tasks and chores that I don't necessarily want to do, but that have to get done to take care of my house and take care of my family and be able to keep things in a working order. And a lot of the times what I find really helps me is understanding why I'm doing what I'm doing and taking myself out of the equation and thinking about it as an act of service and an act of worship to the Lord and an act of way to just be caring for my family. Because there's a quote by Mother Teresa that I'm going to share with you that really changed my perspective on doing the dishes and doing the laundry and things like that, and really changed the way that I viewed some of the tasks that I do within the home, not just from a selfish perspective or a perspective of this has to get done, but changing my heart posture to understand that what I'm doing is able to serve those around me in a way that is much greater than just washing the dishes, as minute and mundane as that may seem. So this quote I saw one day when I was scrolling on Instagram. Actually, you know what? I wasn't scrolling on Instagram. I was scrolling on Pinterest, and it really caught my eye because I thought it was really convicting, and it just really pinged my heart in realizing, ooh, okay, this is true. I'm not doing the dishes just because I'm doing the dishes, but I'm doing the dishes because I love my children who are going to use the dishes, and I love my husband who's going to be using the dishes, and I love cooking for my family and creating a peaceful environment. And the quote is this: wash the plate not because it's dirty, nor because you're told to wash it, but because you love the next person who will use it next. And I think that's such a beautiful quote because it just really humbles my heart to realize and start thinking about everything I'm doing on a daily basis, not just from the fact of having to get things done, but doing it out of love, and out of appreciation for the people around me and the people I'm serving, which is my family and my children and my husband, which for me, and I think probably for you too, is super motivating because my life is not just about myself, but it's about making a better life for my kids. And when I'm able to apply that mindset to everything I'm doing and realizing that it's not just about doing laundry, it's not just about mopping floors, it's about the people that it benefits, it really helps me see it as an act of service and an act of love. Whenever we read scripture, it's really clear to remind us that everything we do is not supposed to be done in vain, but onto the Lord for His glory. And I think whenever I do anything, I try to change my heart posture from having just an earthly perspective to having an eternal perspective and thinking about how I can turn whatever act I'm doing into an act of worship that honors God, whether that's folding laundry and praying over each piece of clothing that my children would be blessed, that my children would be protected, or whatever specific things they need prayers for, or while I'm making dinner, just praying over the food, or something as simple as just like praying over my home and the protection of my home as I wipe down the cabinets. Whatever I'm doing, I try to flip the script in my head from being just a task to thinking of ways that I can pray during it and turn it into worship, so it doesn't seem so daunting, but it really helps me shift my heart to having a heart of service and a heart of worship and a place where I can think beyond myself and think about serving those. But on top of those heart changes and just encouragement that I have for you that I've been told and taught and have been able to apply into my own life, I want to give you some very practical tips. And one of the first things that I do before I start out on the chores and the tasks that I have to do is make a to-do list and be very honest about the time that I have for that day, the expectations I have for myself, and what my priorities are. Every day looks very different for me. I feel like I have a basic routine, but every day changes. If you are a mom with young children, then you know and you understand that days change, routines can be kept, but there's going to be minute differences within each day. Like sometimes a kid doesn't nap, or sometimes things pop up, or there's play dates at different times, or whatever it may be. I felt like no 2 days ever look the same. So Monday, there may be things that I have to get done that then the next Monday that come, well, that's not as important because whatever else takes precedence. And I think one of the best things that I do to help myself get done what needs to get done is simply making a to-do list and being very real with the priorities that I have, the time that I have, and the expectations that I have, and kind of writing it down in order. And then as I get each task done, checking it off is so satisfying. Being able to write down the to-do list and literally cross things off is one of the best feelings ever and so satisfying. I love writing things on paper with pen. I feel like it's so much better than writing it down on my phone or keeping it in my head. There's been a lot of times in the past where I've told myself it's okay to just keep a to-do list in my head, and then by the end of the day, I've realized I forgot so many things that I wish I would have just taken a piece of paper and a pen and written it down. I actually have this really cute little notepad that has tiny little bees on it, and it says like honey to-do list, and I write down at least 5 to 10 things I have to do every day on there. And a lot of the time what I do with my to-do list is I break it down into categories. So I break it down into home, I break it down into work, and I break it down into personal. So home is all the home cleaning tasks that I need to get done. Work is all my work tasks that I need to get done since I work from home and my husband and I have businesses. And then personal is things that I want to get done for myself, like working out or reading so much or studying a certain amount of scripture or language that I'm learning. My husband and I are trying to learn Italian right now. So I have certain goals that I want to do each day. And sometimes my personal goals are just super simple, as like read for 15 minutes today or try to get a 15 minute workout in. My personals are always very short in comparison to my home and my work tasks because of the season of life that I'm in. And I think that when we can step back and realize our priorities and our expectations, it makes making to-do lists so easy. And breaking it into those three categories has been such a game changer for me and helped me actually feel productive and know what I need to get done so that I'm achieving things and getting done what I have. Another tip that is really helpful in understanding and getting done what I need to get done every day is knowing how long it takes me to do things and being really realistic. I know how long it takes me to do the dishes in between every meal versus if I skip and need to do it at the end of the day, it's going to take me a lot longer than it would if I just do it in between every meal and wash whatever I used to cook with and then load the dishes and the spoons and forks into the dishwasher. So I know that if I'm disciplined enough to do that, it's going to cut out a lot of the time for me later. Understanding how long it takes me to vacuum the living room or to clean up after lunch or to clean up before dinner or whatever it may be, understanding how long it's going to take you to do things and applying that into your schedule and just realizing and being realistic with what your expectations are and what your priorities are and trying to structure it around that. I think that a lot of the times there's things that are unexpected in our days, whether we need to go help a friend or family pops in or whatever it may be, there's going to be things that pop up. So we have to be able to be flexible and realistic with our time, and also being like good stewards of our times and not just wasting time scrolling on our phone or watching TV or doing whatever we may want to do. Instead, just being really diligent and wise about spending time in a way that is going to be productive and being disciplined enough to not do necessarily what we want to do until what we have to do is done. Okay, and this next tip is inspired by a quote that I saw on Pinterest, and it might sound super cheesy, but I feel like the best way to share it with you is just by reading this quote and then talking about it. And it's the happiest people don't have the best of everything, but they make the best of everything. And I know that sounds super cliche and super cringy, but the truth is that a lot of the times when we're doing our tasks, we can kind of start feeling or be tempted to feel discontent. And like we see our life so zoomed up. Maybe you don't have a super up-to-date kitchen, or your car is older, or you don't live where you want to live necessarily, or you don't have the yard, or whatever else it may be. And it can stir up a lot of discontentment. And I think because of the day and age we live in with social media, it's so easy to go onto Instagram, go onto Pinterest, go onto Facebook, whatever app you like to use, and see these people with such beautiful homes and out and about and living life and seeming like they're a better mom or they're a better person, and they're just having so much more joy while you're in the house doing tasks that maybe you don't want to do. And it can kind of stir up a heart of discontentment. And whenever our heart is stirred to discontentment, it's really hard to find joy or the desire to do anything, because we're longing for something else or somewhere where we're not. And I think a lot of the times, one of the best ways we can guard our heart from feeling that discontentment is simply just by being thankful. One thing that I do with my kids every single morning is as we eat breakfast, I have them list three things that they're thankful for, and it's always really cute to hear their answer. Sometimes they're really, really sweet, and other times they're like as silly as, I'm thankful for Spider-Man, or I'm thankful for, I don't know, some gummy bears that my parents gave them or something like that. They like, or other times it's really sweet and they're thankful for their family or their friends or a lesson they learned at church that week. It's really, really sweet. And what I find in doing that with my kids, it helps me practice gratitude, because I also share with them the three things I'm grateful for. And it really starts us off on a really strong note of rooting our heart, and there's so much to be thankful for. And let's keep our eyes focused on the good and focused on what we do have instead of what we don't have. And from that, our heart overflows with focusing on the blessings and doesn't really allow that much room for discontentment. And when the discontentment comes, it's easier to write it off when our heart posture is already in a place of gratitude and just stepping back and seeing everything we have from an appreciative lens versus a lens that might not be able to see all the good that there is. Being healthy, having children, having a home, just the simple things that we can take for granted, like the fact that we have to do dishes is because we had a meal to eat and food to go into our bellies, or having to do laundry means that there are people who are wearing those clothes that are healthy enough to wear those clothes, or having to change the sheets meaning that there's a warm bed to sleep in. Just all those little things that can kind of feel like minute things that we don't want to do are actually things that we can see as blessings, because we can see the goodness that has come from those things. Warm meals, clothes that kept our bodies warm, beds to sleep in that were safe, things like that. Another tip that helps me get done what I have to do is understanding the tasks at hand. I think a lot of the time, sometimes tasks seem really daunting or overwhelming or undesirable before we do them, because in our mind, we make them a lot more complicated than they actually are. For me, I hate doing the dishes, and I don't like to use the word hate, but let me rephrase that. I strongly dislike doing the dishes. And a lot of the times in my mind, if I put it off enough, I can make it seem like this insurmountable task, when in actuality, loading the dishwasher and washing my pots and pans by hand is really not that hard. It's a super simple task that can easily be done. And sometimes in my head, I definitely overcomplicate it. And I think it's so often that whenever there's something that we don't want to do, it's easy for us to procrastinate it and put it off because we overcomplicate it and we make it harder than it really is. But if we're able to just step back and realize that something is not really that difficult and the task at hand is very doable and very achievable and we've done it tons of time before, we're able to then go into the task with maybe a little bit more confidence and assurance that this is easy to do and I can get it done and it's not going to be the end of the world. And just having that mindset that you can do whatever you have to do and not letting yourself overcomplicate it. The last tip I have, I kind of touched on before, but I want to go a little bit deeper into this because I wish that I had heard this tip sooner and I wish that somebody would have been harsher with me, but I feel like not wasting time is the best tip I could give you. Not wasting time with the precious time that I have. There's only 24 hours in a day, and sometimes it feels like days go on forever, especially as young moms and busy women. I feel like our days feel so filled, and sometimes things feel like they drag on forever, or by the time the day is over, I actually feel like my day went by so fast. Like, there's moments of my day where I feel like time is moving by really slow. But then at the end of every day, when my kids are asleep, I feel like, wow, today went by so fast. Like, what did I even get done? And I think a lot of the times when I feel like the day goes by super, super fast and it's hard to trace back what I do, it's because I spent time wasting my time. Whether that was like scrolling on my phone or doing just mindless things that didn't need to get done or didn't really have purpose. And I think especially this past year, I've been trying to be a lot more intentional with my time and really cut out time that I've spent scrolling on my phone. I try to like really limit how much time I spend scrolling on social media or consuming any type of TV or screen time, because I think a lot of the times that while there are good on those platforms and while there can be good and while it is great sometimes to turn off my mind by just scrolling or checking things out, it's not necessarily the best thing to do and it's not necessarily the most edifying thing to do or the best way that I can steward my time. So I think one of the best tips and one of the best things we can be doing is being really conscious of our time and setting up structure of when we're going to do those things, like having time limits so that we're able to be better stewards of our time and not just waste the day. The reality is, I think that no matter what season of life we're in, there's always going to be one task or another task that may seem daunting and that we just don't want to do or don't want to get done. Whether it's a daily thing or something that comes in waves, but I think the best thing we can do is just really trying to change our heart and our perspective, because our mindset is so crucial and how we view things is really how our reality is going to be. It's all up to our perspective, and I really hope that this episode is able to inspire and equip you to view things from a positive light, where you're able to just find joy and intentionality in your day instead of feeling weighed down and overwhelmed by what you have to get done. Instead, that you can just find the joy in your tasks and joy in having a heart to serve those around you with simple just perspective changes and changing the posture of your heart. And I really hope that you're just able to be encouraged and know that whatever you have to get done, you will get done, and that you are fully capable of doing it, and that you are so loved and so amazing. And I just want you to know and end this episode knowing that I am so thankful that you're here. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, no matter what time that you listen to this episode, and I hope that you know how much you mean to me. There's a brand that I really want to tell you about super quick that has been impacting me in a huge way. My family's health and my health as well. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I feel like everybody has been super sick this past winter with the stomach bug and some upper respiratory things and whatever else is going around. And there's something by Earthly that I've been giving to my kids and myself that I really think is helping us get better faster. And it's literally called Get Better Faster. It's this little tincture that you just put 10 drops of on the tip of your tongue. And I really do believe that when we're sick, it lessens the symptoms and it takes it away faster. They also have a bunch of different products that I love, like an all-mineral deodorant, and they have this Sleep Better cream that has magnesium in it, and a lot of the times I'll put it onto my boys before they go to bed, or I'll put it onto myself and onto my legs if I ever have cramps, and it's amazing. They also have this like all-purpose solve that I use as a diaper rash cream for my youngest son, and I'm telling you all this because they're products that I love, and you also have an opportunity to get 10% off anytime you order using the code InspiringHoney. So if you go to Earthly and you're interested in holistic products, when you check out, make sure you use the code InspiringHoney, InspiringHoney, honey, HONEY, one word, and you're going to get 10% off. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, no matter what time it is. If you haven't already, it means so much to me if you could leave a rating and review. If you do, you're going to be entered into this month's podcast giveaway, as well as if you share this on your Instagram story and say something that you learned in it, something that inspired you, and tag me, then you're going to be entered to win this month's giveaway.